So I'm going to remind everybody that we are being both audio taped and videotaped. This is a regular meeting of the Newton City Council. I know we have several absences this evening. Councilors Gentile and Rice are out of town, I believe, and Councilor Lappin is ill, and so they will not be with us. Right. So there is material on your desk from the Charter Subcommittee, which is a subcommittee of the Programs and Services Committee. At the end of first call, I'm going to recognize Councillor Baker for a minute or two just to give us a brief overview of what that material entails. And then I'm going to ask that we forego recess and go right to second call, because I think the item that is currently on second call, I expect, will be disposed of rather quickly. So with that, we're going to begin the reports. We're going to begin with Councillor Schwartz for the Land Use Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. All right. I thought that's why we were standing before.
That too.
All right. What's that? Who won? Newton. All right. So the Land Use Committee report begins on page 337. Item 621-18, an amendment to special permit orders number 6201 and 6201 parens 2 at 105 Temple Street. This was approved 6-0, and the public hearing was closed on the 29th of January. Item 622-18 on page 338 was a special permit petition to increase non-conforming FAR at 48 Billings Park. And this was approved 6-0 with the public hearing also closed on the 29th of January. Those are the items that we're reporting. I do request leave to sign some public hearings, Mr. President.
Go ahead, please, Councilor Schwartz.
So on page 345, item 39-19 is a public hearing to be reassigned for February 12th. And this is a special permit petition to allow a detached garage at 32 Baldpate Hill Road. And on page 346, item 40-19 is a public hearing to be reassigned for February 12th. This is a special permit petition to increase non-conforming FAR at 46 Berwick Road. And that, Mr. President, I believe, unless there's some late files, concludes the land use report.
Great. Thank you, Councilor Schwartz. Councilor Albright for zoning and planning.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's see. The first item is the report begins on page 338, and the first item is 631-18. Her Honor the Mayor appointing Warren Abramson, 77 Court Street, Newton, as a member of the Commission on Disability for a term to expire January 31, 2022. This was approved by Zoning and Planning 7-0. The next item is 408-18, Director of Planning requesting discussion and adoption of the Economic Development Strategy Plan as the amendment to the 2007 Newton Comprehensive Plan. This was approved in committee as amended, 7-0. And I think the rest of the items were held.
Thank you, Councillor Albright. Councillor Bruzal-Glazer for Programs and Services.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report.
Thank you. Councillor Auchincloss for Public Safety and Transportation, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. On page 339, on Wednesday, January 23rd, item number 156-18, ordinance amendments for enforcement and fines for sidewalk clearing violations. That was heard in conjunction with public facilities, and PS&T held 8-0. Item 30-19, rescind order number 607-18 and appropriate $95,000 from free cash for fire expenses. That was approved 8-0. Item 577-18, now on page 340, appeal of traffic council decision on Ward Street. That was denied 8-0. Item 16-19, appeal of traffic council decision on Glen Avenue and Elgin Street. That was denied 7-0-1. Item 38-18, to amend the overtime parking ordinance. That was approved 8-0. And finally, item 18-19, the annual report of the work of the Traffic Council. That was voted no action necessary by a vote of 8-0.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Crosley for Public Facilities, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 340 with an item that was held, but I just want to mention this is these are ordinance amendments for enforcement and fines for sidewalk clearing violations. The chairman of public safety and I are working with the clerks to assign a public hearing, so we held that item in both committees. Page 341 is item 52-19, is to approve $500,000 for snow and ice removal. This was approved 8-0. Then item 51-19 was approved subject to second call. I'm going to ask to poll the committee in a moment. On first call, this was to Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $1,750,000 from the January 15th declaration and overlay surplus and authorization to transfer the sum of $1,250,000 from capital stabilization for a total of $3 million to be transferred to the city's pavement management program, and that is for the FY20 pavement management program so that contracts can be initiated this term for this year for next fiscal year. In public facilities, we approved it subject to second call 502, but in finance, and the reason for the two abstentions was to have a conversation with the administration about bonding versus using cash. That communication was had. The report in finance speaks for itself. Finance approved the appropriations as requested 7-0. So at this point, I'd like to poll the committee.
Sure. So a motion to suspend the rules. The Councilor Crosley can poll the committee. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed. The ayes have it. Go ahead, please, Councilor Crosley.
So members of public facilities, all in favor. There are only five of us here. Six. Okay, 6-0. Thank you very much. Next, item 50-19. Similarly, I'm going to poll the committee because we approved this subject to second call. Her Honor the Mayor proposing Chapter 29, Section 80, sewer use charge be amended by deleting the following sentence, notwithstanding the foregoing, seasonal water takers not eligible for an outdoor meter under said section 29-24 shall pay a charge for a use of sewage works in proportion to water consumption. The reason we put this on second call was to ask the law department to approve the final language of the amendment, which they did, and you see that in finance the item was approved. But just to be clear, so everybody understands what we're talking about here, this is to say that the 26 properties in Newton that have seasonal water use but have zero connection to the sewer system, no connection whatsoever, no infrastructure, should not be paying a sewer fee, just like homes with septic systems with no connection to the sewer system don't pay a sewer fee. So this was approved in finance, and I would like, again, to poll the committee.
So before you do, Councilor Broussard-Glazer, do you have a question on this?
I believe Councilor Crossley just answered it, so they will not be paying sewer.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Okay, do you need a motion to suspend the rules?
Yes,
poll
please.
Your committee? All in favor of suspending the rules so Councilor Crossley can poll the committee, please say aye. Aye. Opposed. The ayes have it. Go ahead, please.
All in public facilities in favor of passing this on first call? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, thank you very much. Next, the next item was held. This is to give authorization to the mayor to enter into lease negotiations for solar phase 3 project sites. And again, I would just like to draw everyone's attention to the packet both last week and the report this week with the The answers to 34 questions that you all and members of the public asked during the public hearing, and the administration, I think, comprehensively and carefully answered those questions. We asked that if anyone had any additional questions to bring them to us last week, but certainly if you still have any questions or questions about the questions, we're going to be taking this up in public facilities Wednesday night. The objective is to vote it through Wednesday night, each individual site, yay or nay, and then it goes to finance and then to the full council. So that concludes the report for public
facilities. Thank you, Councillor Crosley. Councillor Ciccone, filling in for the Finance Committee since our chair and vice chair are not here this evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins in the middle of page 342. The first item is 30-19. Her Honor, the Mayor, requesting rescission of Council Order 607-18, repurposing $95,844.51 to address fire department needs and requesting authorization to appropriate $95,000 from free cash to the following fire department accounts: automobiles, training, housekeeping, public buildings, repair and maintenance. And finance approved this 4-0. The next item, 48-19. Her Honor, the Mayor, requesting authorization to accept and expend a grant from the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency in the amount of $20,460 to purchase equipment for emergency operations management throughout the city. Finance approved this 5-0. On to the next page, 47-19. Her Honor, the Mayor, requesting authorization to accept and expend a grant from the Massachusetts Office on Disability in the amount of $50,464 for the purpose of acquiring accessible pedestrian signals. Finance approved this 6-0. 50-19, Her Honor the Mayor, proposing Chapter 29, Section 80, sewer usage charge be amended by deleting the following sentence: notwithstanding the foregoing, seasonal water take is not eligible for outdoor meter under said Section 29-24, shall pay a charge for the use of sewage works in proportion to water consumption. Finance approved 4-0. The next item, 52-19, Her Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $500,000 from budget reserve snow and ice removal account to the following accounts: rental vehicles, $350,000, and regular overtime, $150,000. Finance approved this 6-0. 51-19, Her Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $1,750,000 from the January 15, 2019 Declaration of Overlay Surplus and authorization to transfer the sum of $1,250,000 from capital stabilization for a total of $3 million to be transferred to the city's pavement management program. Finance approved this 7-0. Next, we're moving on to page 344, the top of the page, 31-19. Her Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $100,000 from current year budget reserve to the Department of Public Works processing recyclables to fund increased costs for processing recyclables due to changes in the recycling market. Finance approved this 5-1-1. 49-19.
Then finance voted no action necessary.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Then finance voted no action necessary, 5-0. 49-19, Her Honor the Mayor, requesting authorization to accept and expend a gift of $10,000 from the Rudiman Family Foundation for the purpose of funding an accessible pathway at the Hyde Playground. Finance approved this 7-0. And the last item, 576-18, Councilors Crinchman, Gentile, Markowitz, Laredo, and Auchincloss requesting a discussion with the Director of Planning on conducting a vision process for the potential development of land around the Riverside MBTA station. Finance voted this, no action necessary. And I would move the report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilor Ciccone. Finally, last but not least, Councilor Danberg for the Real Property Reuse Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Okay. Councilor Schwartz, a question?
Can I just ask a point of information or clarification?
Of course. Go ahead, please.
For the Finance Committee report. Councilor Albright and I were sitting here scratching our heads. We're just trying to figure it out. I apologize if we're just being dense. But on item 3119, the original vote from Finance was 5-1-1, and then the City Council recommitted the item, and then it was voted no action necessary, 5-0. Can you just quickly remind us of
Through the chair, from what I gather, but Councillor Ciccone was present, they do not need this item anymore because they're not going to have to approve the extra $100,000.
So we're saving $100,000.
We're not spending $100,000.
Awesome.
And that's a more accurate
one. Well, I rise in favor of that.
I don't think you'll see much opposition to that. Councillor Ciccone, did I get that correct?
I was absent from the meeting, sir.
All right. But Councillor Noel is nodding her head and telling me that I did. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions before we call the roll for first call? All right. Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, will you call the roll, please? Oh, Councillor Baker? Why don't we do the roll first, and then you can give your report, and then we'll go to the reconsideration item.
Councillor Albright.
Aye.
Councillor Auchincloss.
I vote aye for all the exception of item 408-18 on page 338 with the brief statement to the effect that I think the amendment that was adopted by the committee misconstrues the nature of parking minimums, and I don't agree with it.
Councillor Baker. Councillor Broussel Glaser.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Downs.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile. Councillor Greenberg.
Aye.
Councillor Grossman.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Kelly.
Aye.
Councillor Krinsman.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin. Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Markowitz.
Aye.
Councillor Noel.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice. Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
President Laredo.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent on all items except item 428-18. Where the vote is 20 yeas, 1 nay, and 3 absent.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. So I'm going to ask for a motion to forego recess, if we could, so we can then proceed to Councillor Baker's report and the one item we have in second call. A motion to forego recess by Vice President Kalis. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Councillor Baker, you had provided us with some materials that were on our desk this evening.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, colleagues. Please bear with me a second just to provide a little recapitulation of what has gone on for the last few weeks, indeed months, about this item, because the public is listening, and I think it's important that they be informed as well as us. As you may recall, last November's municipal election, a proposal was made by the former Charter Commission to revise our charter extensively, including some structural changes to the council as well as application of term limits, but a number of other provisions. That recommendation failed at the polls, but in this council, we felt that there were a variety of recommendations that were part of that Charter Commission report, which still reserved consideration for possible updating and improvement of our current charter. And the process we established is that because these items were in the Programs and Services Committee, they were referred to a subcommittee consisting of 4 members, myself, Councillor Kalis, Councillor Albright, and Councillor Krentzman. Councillor Krentzman has been reincarnated as a city councillor, but he was formerly the chair of the former Charter Commission, and so we very much benefited from both his memory and his insight in these deliberations. And part of our charge, as you may recall, was to review the recommendations of the Charter Commission and see what things we felt were appropriate to recommend again to the full council and then ultimately to the mayor, because the vehicle for producing any further changes at this point is through a process we've used many times in the past, a home rule petition to the legislature, which results in a special act which amends our charter. The most recent time we did that, as you may recall, was where we changed the name of the Board of Aldermen to the City Council, and we changed the identity of aldermen to councillors. That process requires, as you may all recall, the consent of the mayor. It is not like an ordinance where there can be a veto and then a veto is overridden. Anything we recommend ultimately must be agreed to by the mayor in order for a home rule petition to be signed and then ultimately agreed to by the general court and then beyond the general court by the governor so that it can become a special act. What we have done through the work of, and I want to just really acknowledge the extraordinary effort by Karen Dean of the clerk's staff who worked with us on this. The law department reviewed a number of changes extensively. Liz O'Keefe was the principal who worked with us as well as the new city solicitor. We had comments and suggestions by the chief administrative or chief operating officer, Mr. Yeo. Councillor Crosley weighed in on some matters relating to capital facilities. We had numerous comments from the public, and of course the former members of the Charter Commission were there to offer their memory and their advice as well. And the result are the documents that are on your desk this evening. They consist of two packages. The first package is the recommendations of the subcommittee for changes to the charter in two forms. One is a clean version showing as if those recommendations were adopted by the council, and second, a red line version of the current charter showing the changes that we have come to terms with and recommending to the full Programs and Services Committee for consideration on Wednesday, where the item is on the agenda. Then the other packet is the full recommendations of the former Charter Commission with the red lines of the current charter and then the current charter by itself. So the challenge of making a report of this type is that there are lots of small changes we made which were matters of form and also matters of clarity. There are some matters of more substance, and it's very difficult to sort of go through all of those in a document like this and highlight each and every one. But I'm prepared to give some more elaborate explanation on Wednesday, and other members of the committee who all happen to sit on Programs and Services, and as I understand it will be there, I'm sure we'll be able to amplify, correct, and otherwise clarify anything that I can report. The full committee will then deliberate on these matters and then hopefully recommend to the full council. My hope is that we can do our work in relatively short order as we did with the recodification process so that this council will have the chance to consider, make any last changes it wants to make, and recommend to the mayor well before the mayor gets to the point of recommending the budget. Because we've got lots of work to do this year, and this is an important opportunity for us that I hope we can take advantage of. Now, not part of this report, and as I indicated in several memos as we've gone along, are any recommendations about structural changes to the council or term limits. Those matters have been reserved for the full committee to determine, deliberate, decide on, and recommend separately, and because those matters, at least certainly the structural change of any kind to the council, would require, under the interpretations we've been given by the legislature, a vote of the electorate, it seemed prudent to separate those items completely from this matter and deal with these issues, which are really of a more technical nature, although there are some things in here, like requiring a minimum number of votes for a referendum to succeed, notwithstanding it getting on the ballot, or whether, in fact, some of the changes should be effective at certain points in time, and that's part of our work to sort out the little details. But I again want to acknowledge the help of all the people who have worked on this. It's still a work in progress. I encourage all members of the council to review this because if we can do this work, we will have accepted a great number of the recommendations, some with modifications, of the Charter Commission that they worked so hard on, and I think, in fact, merit, even though I was not a supporter of the Charter as proposed, merit our consideration and ultimately our support. So I welcome you all to attend as much of the discussion on Wednesday as you can, and meanwhile, read the documents. If you have any questions, feel free to communicate with me or any member of the subcommittee. And again, I want to thank the chair and the president for his indulgence for letting me give this somewhat elaborate explanation.
Thank you, Councillor Baker, and thank you to the members of the subcommittee who I know have been working very hard on this. It is my intent when it comes out of Programs and Services to essentially lay it on the table that first evening so that people have an opportunity to look at the document, and we'll take it up on a vote on a following meeting. There may very well be questions at the full council, some of the technical nature. There are certainly some substantive changes proposed in here, although, as Councillor Baker said, not of the magnitude of changing the composition of the council term limits. But this is more than just some grammatical changes, at least in some instances, and I'm sure will engender some discussion at the council level. So with that, thank you very much. And then we have one item on second call. This is a motion for reconsideration that was filed by Councillor Albright. So I will recognize Councillor Albright to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. At our last meeting, I believe it was, we voted, if you recall, to change the deferral, the tax deferral number from 72,000 to 86,000 on the floor of the council. Subsequent, the next day, I saw Mr. Yeo twice, once at a meeting in the afternoon and once just before the public facilities meeting. And he expressed grave concern about the impact of this $86,000 number and how many people would come in. They had no idea what the impact would be on the budget. And Mr. Yeo asked me at that time if I would consider reconsidering the item. And I did tell him that I wanted to give the administration a chance to make their case that whether or not the $86,000 was the right number. As you all know by now, we all received an email from the mayor, and she has withdrawn her disapproval of moving it up to $86,000. I think it would have been interesting to have had the conversation on the floor of the council, but that's the decision that the mayor made, and so I withdraw my ask for reconsideration.
So we actually need to take up a vote because it's before us, and we can't technically, as I've been advised by the clerk, can't technically withdraw it because it's been made and it's docketed. So we are going to take a vote, and let me just be, so everyone knows how we're voting. If you're voting yes on this, it means you want to reconsider the item. If you vote no, it means you do not want to reconsider the item and you want our previous vote to stand. Does everybody clear on that? It was confusing to me till the clerk explained it. Mr. Clerk, do I need to do a roll call vote here? All right. So we will do a roll call vote. Again, a yes vote is to reconsider. A no vote is to keep our vote as it was at our last council meeting. Okay? Go ahead, please, Mr. Clerk.
Councillor Albright.
No.
Councillor Auchincloss. Councillor Baker.
No.
Councillor Broussel Glaser.
No.
Councillor Ciccone.
No.
Councillor Cody.
No.
Councillor Crossley.
No.
Councillor Danberg.
No.
Councillor Downs.
No.
Councillor Gentile. Councillor Greenberg.
No.
Councillor Grossman.
No.
Councillor Kalis. Councillor Kelly.
No.
Councillor Krinsman.
No.
Councillor Lappin. Councillor Leary.
No.
Councillor Lipoff.
No.
Councillor Markowitz.
No.
Councillor Noel.
No.
Councillor Norton.
No.
Councillor Rice. Councillor Schwartz.
No.
President Laredo.
No.
The vote is 21 nays with 3 absent.
All right. That concludes our business this evening. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion to adjourn by Councilor Broussel-Glaser. We are adjourned at 8:15 p.m. Thank you all very much.